Preparation in the tents. We will be reading from Shamati 57. He shall bring him closer to his desire. It is known that in order to extend the abundance from above, we have to first have an awakening from below. We must understand why we need an awakening from below. Because of this, we pray that there will be a will above. It means that we must evoke a desire from above to bestow down below. It is not enough that we have a desire, but there has to be a goodwill on the part of a giver too. Even though above there is a general desire to do good to his creations, he still awaits for our desire to awaken his desire. In other words, if we are unable to evoke his desire, it is a sign that the desire on the part of the receiver is still incomplete. Hence, precisely by praying that there will be a will above, our desire is made to be a genuine desire, to be a fitting kli to receive the abundance. A question for a workshop. How, during the lesson, do we evoke the desire of the Upper One? How, in the lesson, do we evoke or awaken the desire of the Upper One?
We need by ourselves to gather desire somehow. And each one individually doesn't have so much. So we need to make figure eights in there or something like that. We need to do something unnatural. Perhaps to include the desires that we can gather from the circle that's closest to us, from our ten, and somehow throw all those pieces into one pot in order to cook something there.
How to awaken the upper desire? We always try to connect in our hearts, in our desires, to discover that center of the ten, the hub of the upper one, and out of these attempts to reach a request that it will happen.
Yes, today, the evening, thanks to the ten, I came to the Zohar lesson, and for the first time, there was an example where a friend couldn't come, but because of my responsibility to the ten, I thought not about me and the friend, but about how we us, we are together. It's an amazing thing when we start relating to 10 as one whole. And each one is a part of that whole. And to prepare the lack, I think that's exactly in how we see the 10 and each individual part of the 10 as a part of the whole, part of that lack that we cook together, as was said here. And sometimes when a person expresses some weakness, it really helps the 10 rise. These are very subtle discernments, but at least I saw it working in a very positive direction at times.
Yes, I remember how it started in the afternoon Zoom conversation. We talked about how each one should give everything that he has in order to awaken the friends, which is actually all we have. This is the means in order to awaken the will up above, from each one towards the Creator. We have the group. There, it's the point that matters, that determines.
Yes, the upper one needs to feel our lack so as to have something to bestow to. The 10 as well, as David said, it also needs to feel the lack of the friend so as to be able to bestow to him, to fulfill him. So there is no light without a vessel, in short.
We need to feel how inside of the 10 the upper one works, the hub of the upper one operates, and it somehow invites us to come closer to him by creating in us a feeling of distance, a feeling of emptiness. If we take those sensations in the right way, if we activate the arvut, activate the desire to connect on top of these sensations, it means that we accept his invitation in the right way. And this is what we have to actualize right now.
Well, perhaps the question should be how to discover the desire of the upper one, because the upper one wants to bestow all the time. And we need to discover this between us. So Rav gave an advice, advice this week to the effect that you don't need to focus and concentrate on how to restrict oneself, but simply in how to try to see the virtues of the friends every moment, their greatness, and that causes one to restrict himself, diminish himself, and prepare himself for the reception of the abundance. And I think that if we as a 10 focus only on that advice about how, regardless of what is revealed, we ask to constantly overcome it and see the greatness of the friends, I think that's how we'll discover that desire.
I don't know. Maybe the will of the upper one should not be of great interest for us. I don't know. So that he will want to bestow to us or will not want to bestow to us, and why should I wait all the time for him to bestow to me, to always be dependent, begging, give me. It's obvious that I'm always activated by him. It's obvious that I'm not independent in anything that I think or say. But to be at that in that position of, him to fill me up, I don't want that. But I do want to have the possibility to express something out of my bottom. Interesting.
I don't know, perhaps when we try to describe to ourselves what it's like to love the friends, what it's like to come to the 10 and to begin to feel warm feelings towards them. And how I'm willing to concede things to my friends, how I care for them. And if each one of us, if we're all constantly preoccupied with such questions, perhaps we will come closer to the desire of the upper one, which is like the desire of the mother who wishes the best for her children.
Maybe out of this whole thing, We have to end this preparation with some prayer, with a request from the Creator, that first of all, He will open up our hearts towards each other so that we will be able to generate, to create the center of the ten here, each one from whatever He places in him. And together for us to have the strength to rise above this corporeal image of reality, in order to see Him standing behind each and everything, and to just be happy and grateful that the desire is always greening, the craving, the yearning is always growing, and we just have to add from the other side the greatness of the goal and the importance.
What can I add? Perhaps simply that we should know that each one should know that he can tip the ten and the whole world to the side of merit, just to make a step towards that and bestow. And let's try to be adhered to each other today.
The Creator is giving us opportunities. He's giving us opportunities all the time. We just have to see how we don't miss out on them, how we get hold of them strongly, how we always search, like an old man, what else can we add? Always with this kind of yearning, and it truly depends on each one, but it also depends on the power of the ten. How much we awaken each other, push each other, and always aim as high as possible.
Yes, so let's catch that elevator. How to put it, the echap of the upper one that gave us this group here with the correct attitude between us and the center of the ten. Le hakid